Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Andy, and this is the Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Lair. This time we hear from Ash Neal. She's had a varied career in the Super League, time at Northumbria Pulse and now Thunder. First, we're going to have a look at the games that took part last weekend as part of the big showdown in Bath, where Storm faced Sirens, Bath, Mavs, Stars and Knights compete for the Lynn Gunson Trophy. Day one saw Storm face Knights. Knights took the win 35-32. Game two was against Stars and a win for Storm 32-28. The third game on Saturday saw us face Mavs and it finished 51-26 to Mavs. Not to mention Nia from Stars lost a tooth. Day two saw a win for us against Sirens 30-22 and an important day for Shelby Harris, who made her senior debut for the squad. But how did she feel ahead of the game?
So my first time playing for Storm, I was very nervous. Before the game, I was very nervous. During the game, I had a little bit of nerves, and now I'm feeling a lot more confident. So going to our second game, I'm a lot more confident.
And afterwards, what was her highlight?
So my highlight was probably playing with Karen and Mickey and just all the big stars that I've been looking out to for a long time now. So to be on court with them is a really big highlight for me.
Our final game saw loss against Team Bath 42-21. And Mavericks ended up winning the trophy. Also worth mentioning, Charlie did an excellent job on the commentary, but let's hope she doesn't get that idea and she'll be back on court playing for us soon enough. It was also the opening weekend of the 2019-20 NPL competition. The squad had been confirmed earlier at Surrey Storm NPL. Give them a follow as well if you don't already. Under 19 and the under 21s travelled to Worcestershire to face Wasps. But how did they get on?
Hi Andy, Sam Houghton here, checking in after the NPL season opener this weekend. Myself and Elaine Searle took the under 19s and under 21s up to Worcester to play against Wasps Academies. The under 21s went up first. They came across a really experienced, strong Wasps side who really were dominant from the get-go. And although the score blew out slightly at the end, I think it's safe to say that Elaine was really pleased to get lots of combinations on court, try new things. And with quite a fairly young squad, the under 21s, it's always good to get people onto court and see how they do. Player of the match went to Charlie Pittaway, who came on at goalkeeper, who really did well, stuck to task, did exactly what she was asked to do, and yeah, showed some true grit and determination, Storm spirit. So well done, Charlie.
Meanwhile, the under-19s got up to a fantastic start, and throughout the NPL sides this weekend we had 9 debutants. Sam.
On to the under-19s, they also played Wasps. An interesting start to the game. I think we went down 22-7 at one point, but managed to really show some real character and determination and pulled the scoreline back. In the last quarter, we levelled it up at points, but a really well-oiled, experienced Wasps side took the win by 4 goals, unfortunately. But so proud of the girls. Some outstanding individual, but just a really strong team performance. And, you know, this is the first game of the season, so an exciting time to come with lots of new players as well. Debutants in the under-19s, first time on an NPL court. They really stood up and showed what they were made of. So for us, no player of the match, because each and every single one of them put in some outstanding performances. So in recognition of that, there won't be a player of the match for the under-19s because they were just all awesome. But yeah, not a bad day at the office. Lots to do, lots to work on as always. But looking forward to a lovely Christmas break and then getting back to games after Christmas.
Remember, the Twitter handle for our NPL sides is SurreyStormNPL. Give them a follow throughout the season and let's really get behind the NPL sides as well. On this episode, we're going to find out more about Ash Neal's career at Storm. Hugely experienced in the league now, but how did she first make up her mind to come and join us?
So I came over in 2013. I mean, I didn't really know much about it. Obviously, I knew my sister played in the comp, but I mean, I didn't really take too much interest before that. Tamsin obviously contacted me because she was pregnant with Jamie Jean. I was a little bit, I wasn't skeptical, but I just wasn't sure where I was at as a player and a person. Well, obviously, I ended up coming over, and yeah, that's all just kind of been where it started.
Did you know much about the franchise then? How did she sell it to you?
No, I didn't really know much. She just kind of said, look, we can obviously look at helping accommodate flight and helping you find accommodation. We can possibly offer you some work. You know, this is what our commitments are, and this is when we start playing, this is when we finish playing. And that was kind of it, really. And then it was kind of, I did a little bit of research and that kind of thing. And yeah.
Did you know much of Tamsin at the time? Did you realise how much of a figure she was in the game?
Not really. All I knew from Tamsin was obviously she played for England, and I believe she played for the Queensland Firebirds. I didn't really watch her as a player, but as I grew to obviously speak to her and obviously to meet her, she did teach me a lot about the game, because we have a very different style in Australia, and she kind of opened up my eyes and that kind of thing. So yeah, I did learn a lot from her. Obviously she's got a different concept of the game as well, so yeah, I do appreciate, because obviously I'd learned a lot from her in 2013. And yeah, I didn't really know much before that.
It's often been said as well that the atmosphere at Surrey Sports Park is something else. What's that like to play in as a player?
I mean, it was a long time ago now. But
you can still remember it.
Yeah. Going back, obviously, and playing against Surrey Storm over the years, they are quite loud, and, you know, they're a very loyal crowd. And I think because Surrey doesn't feel as big as somewhere like the Copper Box or somewhere like Bellevue, you know, it can sound a lot louder than it actually is. But yeah, I think they're, you know, their crowd are loyal, and they've had a lot of success over the years. So it's great netball.
The thing is as well, we see people like Katie Holland, Katie Hughes now. She's going to have another season there. It's been her sole club, and it's something really special to be able to actually stay at a franchise that long.
Yeah, and I mean, someone like Katie has continued to grow through the game. Obviously, we played together in 2013, and to have a player around for 10 seasons is, you know, a compliment, I guess, to the club and her loyalty to them. I think, you know, it is much easier for players to just kind of jump ship and obviously find a new team. But obviously not every club works for every player, you know. Every player is different and has different needs. So, you know, obviously they've been happy with Katie, and Katie's been happy with them. So, I mean, that's credit to the club and to herself as a player. So I think that's great for them.
Yeah, mentioning some of those other Storm greats, you'd have played alongside Hannah and Rach as well?
Yep, surely. Hannah and Rach, Amy Flanagan.
Georgia?
Georgia Lees, yeah. She was quite young when I was there, so she was just kind of up and coming. Katie Harris was the same, just up and coming. So, you know, I was slightly ahead of them, but obviously if I wasn't doing my job or, you know, we were up, they definitely got the opportunity back in 2013. So I think it's been a big part of some players' careers. And, you know, unluckily they have moved on, but that is obviously due to, you know, study or personal reasons. So I think the club can take credit in their journey, and yeah.
What about Mickey? How have you seen her from afar and what she's doing for the team at the minute?
You know, I think she's got great vision, and I believe, you know, she's very determined. She expects a lot, which is great, because the players can all be accountable for where she's trying to go and the goal she's trying to achieve, which I think is great. I've never played on the same team as Mihi, but I know she's a very driven person in general. So, I mean, I can only believe that that will show in her team and what they're trying to achieve.
Do you know what? I adore Ash Neil.
Ash Neil, a
random fact for you is Ash Neil and my eldest son, Archie, actually share a godmother.
Wow.
So, yeah, very random. When I was out in Australia, because Ash is a Perth girl, we were in the same state league together, and she was incredible out there, obviously, as well. And we have a very, very close mutual friend who's both of hers and Archie's godmother. But she'd asked about playing over here in England, so obviously I put her in touch with Tamsin, is the short version. And then because she's got a British passport, it makes things incredibly much easier, as I'm sure you can imagine.
To say the least.
Her mum is British, so she was able to come out, and she's just been sort of absolutely smashing it ever since. Great player.
I think we saw, though, I mean, even at that season at Storm, that's her gameplay, isn't it? She's a really strong player, no matter who she plays for.
I mean, it's one, when you watch someone like Ash, she's just someone that's good to have in your squad. There's very few players that can easily beat her. She is adaptable. She works incredibly hard on and off the court. She's got a great work ethic. Her skills are impeccable. She's one of the ones that's done the yards. She's worked hard. You know, she's had a few years with West Coast Fever in the ANZ, both as a training partner and in the main squad. So she's been exposed to that level of elite netball and been that player that didn't really get on the court. So she's done exactly what we were talking about before. She's had to do those seasons of not really playing, but still soaking it all in and learning. And look where she is now. Like, she's absolutely dominating. And wherever she goes, she makes a huge impact.
This is also an example of the fact that she's playing Prem 2 for Grangetown. And their season has just obviously skyrocketed since having a part of the squad. It's fair to say, but it's true. The other week as well, she was even joined by Kyra as part of the same.
I saw that on social media. Good on them. Because they've never been able to play Super League together.
I know.
So how amazing they finally get to wear the same colour dress. This is your podcast and you're welcome to get in touch with us. We are at Surrey Storm 10 on Twitter.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Layer.